One of the sort of milestones that we think about in baseball is the integration of baseball. And the last player to integrate a baseball team was back in 1958, and it was our own Pumpsy Green, who lived out here in the Bay Area. Pumpsy Green was the last to do it for the Boston Red Sox. And if you know the history of the Red Sox and Tom Yawkey, why it took so long for the integration of the Red Sox. But Pumpsy passed away this week, and I got to meet him, and Raph was nice enough to go into our archives to come up with a few minutes of discussion of that time with the great Pumpsy Green. So Pumpsy, in 1958, the Red Sox had not brought a black player up, and even though you had a good spring training, you didn't get called up.
The one thing, you know, I always say that being in the Boston organization, I don't think it was any different for me than any other black ball player in any organization. The only thing different was I was basically alone all the time, so to speak. Other guys had three or four, maybe at least two or three blacks on their ball team, and basically half the time I was, what you might say, you know, by myself. And that was the only difference. Other than that, we all, the blacks, you know, stayed at the same hotel or wherever, you know, the living was. And you can go back to my first spring training, excuse me, in 59. We played a lot of games, spring training games, against the Cubs. And the Cubs had, you know, Ernie Banks and a host of other blacks. And so our traveling secretary, we used to go different places, and traveling secretary asked me that I want to, you know, ride with the Cubs, you know, so I would have more company or whatever. Yeah. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. I'll just stay right here because it's only a road trip. It's only a road trip. But I stayed in the same hotels and the motels with all the Cub ball players because, you know, we had to stay in separate places.
Now, you get called up to the big leagues, finally, July the 21st of 1959, and it's your first game, and we looked it up together, and you pinch ran for Vic Wirtz, who had gotten a pinch hit before you, and you came in and then played an inning of shortstop for the Red Sox. It was against the White Sox. Dick Donovan pitched. What did it feel like? I know maybe the details don't come back so easily, but the emotion of being the first Red Sox black player, what did it feel like when you finally did come up?
I was a little nervous, and I could really... I don't know, same, you know, things almost seemed like a dream. But I was a little nervous. But I can tell you, when it really got to me, when we got to Boston two or three days later, and I started a game in Boston, then that's when, you know, I felt, you know, really closed in. And, basically what I'm saying, I am by myself right now. But and the thing was that the first inning, I go out to the... my position, and they give the whole team a standing ovation. So some of the guys say, hey, Puffs, that standing ovation is for you. And, you know, and I just sort of acknowledged them, you know. And we went out and got out of the first inning, and I guess I wanted to see how I was going to handle the first ground ball that hit to me or something, but I didn't. Finally, in the first inning, a guy hit a ground ball to third base to Malzone. I was playing second base at the time. And he threw the second, and I turned it for a double play. And, boy, you know, I really felt good. You know, okay, I'm handling the ball once. Then I go off the field, but I'm the leadoff hitter. So I go out in the dugout, grab my bat, and on my way up to home plate, I get a standing ovation. And I could just, you know, I could just hear it, you know, and it was in Boston, it's a close place anyway. It seemed like it was yelling right in my ear. And I remember thinking that the only thing I don't want to do is strike out, so I have to walk all the way back to the dugout. But I got lucky. The pitcher out there that night was for Kansas City. His name was John Satouris, and I had played against him in the minor leagues. I said, well, at least he's no stranger. But to sum all this up, I hit a triple off the left center field fence the first time up.
A beautiful story of Pumpsy Green. Boy, I'm so glad, Raf, that we have that, and thank you for finding it. What a great story of the late Pumpsy Green integrating the Boston Red Sox. What a great man. Baseball coach out here as well, and lived in El Cerrito. And I remember his daughter Heidi Green as well was a principal at Skyline High School. Boy, very good, Raf. I loved it. I loved listening to that. Very good.